It's a little after 2 a.m. at the Tufts Medical Center T-stop. We're entering the station to witness a graveyard shift in action. An MBTA power crew is working against the clock to make sure the T is ready for rush hour. The station is empty, almost.
Going down the Orange Line inbound steps right now. And there's two white trucks, one with a huge power cable.
Tonight's assignment, remove and replace faulty power cables. The kind of cables that smoldered back in January, leading to the shutdown of the T during morning rush hour.
Old infrastructure is almost all of our work right now.
That's John Martin. He's the superintendent of power systems for the T.
We've got about a 3.5 to 4 hour window to get this work done. So it's get in, get the cable out, get the cable in, and get out of the way.
There are about 1,000 miles of cable bringing power to the trains, signals, and switches in the subway. But there's only enough time to work on a few hundred feet each night. Power cables are as important as train cars, and in some cases, as old. Some of the cables were installed 50 or more years ago.
Walk down to the end, and there's a set of stairs.
Okay. Lori Barrett, the night supervisor, points her flashlight toward the tunnel. We're going onto the tracks, also called the pit, where the two white trucks are, along with 10 T workers.
Andrew! Open up!
It's strange to see people and vehicles where trains usually run. There are more than 500 MBTA employees that work at night, doing everything from track maintenance and signal repairs to cable replacement. But keeping the nation's oldest public transit system running comes at a price. $244 million have been slated for system-wide maintenance in this fiscal year, including on trains, buses, and the subway. But that doesn't even come close to the $3 billion worth of deferred maintenance the MBTA says is still needed. Lori points out the third rail, which normally carries 600 volts of electricity.
The third rail is off, but we treat all of it like it's alive.
Power to the third rail and the section of cable that's being worked on gets turned off remotely by a power dispatcher at OCC, or Operations Control Center, in downtown Boston. That's so workers don't get electrocuted on the job. They are, after all, cutting into a power cable. The cable that's being replaced tonight is relatively short, about 100 feet. One of the workers is coating the old cable with a yellow gunk, a lubricant that looks like melted butter.
That looks pretty gross.
It's not bad compared to the rest of the stuff that's down here.
Guy Place, the foreman, explains the rest of the stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Rats, cockroaches. Every now and then you get a stray homeless person. Shrimp in the holes. Yeah, I've seen the shrimp in the holes.
You wouldn't want to eat these shrimp. The manholes are often filled with water. It's one of the reasons cables go bad and equipment rusts. Water poses a big challenge for the T. Lori Barrett.
It could be groundwater leakage from the duct banks. It could be snow in a manhole somewhere, and it just follows the cable down, and it ends up at probably the lowest point right now. Electricity and water just don't mix.
It's 3:30 now, but this job won't be done for another hour and a half. John, the superintendent, says the power dispatcher will start yelling at them to finish up around 4:30. It takes 30 minutes to leave the tracks, and as soon as the last truck is driven off, morning rush hour begins. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.